Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're tackling something super important for understanding a company's real health. The statement of cash flows.
That's right.
We've got this great visual overview from our source material. And, well, our goal is pretty simple. Cut through the noise, you know, bypass the jargon, and give you a clear path to understanding how cash actually moves around inside a business.
Exactly. It's about the lifeblood, the actual cash. And our source really frames it well. It highlights that the main objective here is to show the historical shifts in cash and, importantly, cash equivalents.
Okay.
And it does that by classifying everything neatly.
In those three main buckets, right?
Precisely. Operating, investing, and financing activities. Where the cash came from, where it went.
Yeah, and that's where it gets fascinating, I think. Because profit is one thing, but cash.
Cash is reality.
Right. Our sources really hammer this home. You need cash to survive, to grow.
Yes.
You can't pay suppliers with reported earnings alone.
Absolutely not.
So let's dig into these categories, maybe go a bit beyond just the textbook definitions. What are the hidden stories? First up, operating activities.
Oh, okay. Operating.
For someone who already knows the basics of financials, what's the deeper insight here?
Well, what's really telling about operating cash flow is whether the company's main business, its core operations, is actually generating enough cash to keep the lights on.
Kind of like your salary needing to cover your rent and food.
Exactly like that.
Oh.
A company might look profitable on paper, big net income. But if that operating cash flow number is stubbornly negative or keeps dipping low, that's often a serious warning sign.
Why is that? What could it mean?
It could mean lots of things. Maybe they're not collecting cash from customers fast enough.
Accounts receivable piling up?
Or inventories building up, stuff they can't sell. Or sometimes, ironically, they're growing so fast their cash needs outpace collections.
So even a good-looking income statement might hide liquidity problems.
Definitely. It hints that the day-to-day might be strained.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about the engine actually running smoothly on cash.
Yep.
Then let's move to the next one. Investing activities. What does this section tell us about, say, where the company is heading, its strategy?
Right. Investing activities. This is all about the long view. How is the company deploying cash for its future?
So buying buildings, machinery, that kind of thing.
That's a big part of it, yeah. Property, plant, and equipment. But it's broader, too.
Like what?
Strategic moves. Buying stakes in other companies, maybe acquiring patents or whole businesses. It's about capital allocation for growth or change.
So if you see a big negative number here, that's not automatically bad news.
Not at all. Often, it's the opposite. A large negative investing cash flow usually means heavy investment.
Expanding, building, buying tech.
Exactly. Signs of ambition, investing for future returns. But context matters.
And if it's consistently positive, selling things off.
Could be. It might mean they're selling off assets, maybe pivoting their strategy, or sometimes, shrinking. Again, you need the context.
Okay, interesting. So operating is the, now investing is the future build out.
In simple terms, yes.
Which leaves financing activities.
Okay.
This sounds like, how they pay for everything, right?
Yeah.
Beyond just operations.
You got it. Financing is about how the company interacts with its owners and lenders, how it raises capital and how it returns it.
So taking out loans, paying back debt.
Mm-hmm. Issuing new stock, buying back shares. Dividends paid out, it all shows up here.
And what signals should we look for in this section?
Well, you get a sense of their financial strategy and maybe their health. Are they constantly borrowing just to stay afloat?
Relying heavily on new debt.
Yeah, or constantly issuing new shares, diluting existing owners. That tells a different story than a company funding itself through strong operating cash flows.
Right.
Or maybe using a sensible mix of earnings and, strategic borrowing.
Yeah.
It shows the dynamic between the company, its banks, and its shareholders in cold, hard cash terms.
So wrapping this up for you, our listener, what's the big takeaway? You've basically got the map now. You understand how cash, the real fuel, flows through a business, not just the profit number.
And crucially, how it's divided into those three key areas.
Operating, investing, financing. You can now spot those potential disconnects or insights that a simple income statement might totally miss.
And that really leads to a final thought for you to chew on.
Go on.
Given that these three categories, operating, investing, financing, offer such different viewpoints, how might a company's cash flow statement paint a radically different picture of its actual health and its strategic direction compared to just looking at its profits or its revenue?
Mm.
It really pushes you to think differently about analyzing performance, doesn't it? To look beyond the headline numbers and ask why the cash moved the way it did.